local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we headed to hour number three of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Wednesday. Joe and Gracie with you here for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on this August 16th. Weather looks great. Not terribly hot, although that returns to the forecast. A lot of sunshine out there, but the overnight low going to be around 76 degrees tonight. So that's some good news. We're, of course, keeping our eye out on the tropics for you. We do have a couple of disturbances out in the Atlantic and a low-pressure system in the Gulf. Looks like it's just going to dump some rain on East Texas. Nothing that we're worried about here locally, at least right now. So that's some good news there. I should be nice, but I don't know. I'm just feeling like being violent right now.
Oh.
So I'm sorry, but you know, the story that Channel 3 finished their A block with was about, you know, Aldi taking over the Winn-Dixie. Mm-hmm. And I had to laugh about the audio there that if your argument is that you get off work at 6 and you're disappointed that, you know, because I guess Winn-Dixie stays open until 10. And then I guess Aldi closes around, like, I don't know, 8 or 9. And the audio clip was, I mean, I get off work at 6. Where am I going to go? What do you mean, where are you going to go? You can go anywhere.
Am I
wrong? I heard that. I was like, well, wait a second. I mean, I get off work at 7. I've never struggled, you know, leaving my house or leaving work at 7 o'clock to stumble across a grocery store that was open. I mean, I realize you may have brand loyalty, or you may have friends or family that work in a particular location or whatever. But I mean, you get off work at 6, and your gripe is that, oh, I'm going to have to perhaps go somewhere that isn't open until 10. I don't know.
Aldi, I just checked. Aldi's still open till 8. So you still got two hours.
I mean, Publix is open till 9. Last I checked, Walmart doesn't close, you know,
till like 11.
Or I thought they were open all night, but I guess I'm wrong on that. But yeah, no, I'm sorry. I just, for that reason, I just can't, you know, back you on that one. You get off at 6 and you can't make it to the grocery stores before they close at 9 or 8. I'm not going to buy that one.
Choose violence, Joe.
That's right. 6:15. It's a new Joe Ford here. I'm losing weight and I'm becoming less and less nice. So that's what's happening here. 6:15 here at News Radio. Let's get our top threes. Or no, let's get to traffic and weather first here.
Well, our roads are finally looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. Scenic Highway, still seeing those slowdowns. That's going to be near Bay Bluffs Park in between Summit and Langley. So look like it's getting cleared up, but keep that in mind that there was an accident there that closed off both directions on Scenic. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-2626-111. And for weather, we are looking, as we said, very good coming up tonight. We have a low of 75, and coming up tomorrow, mostly sunny skies and a high of 94. It's 90 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. Top three stories here today, starting with the latest in Hawaii, where FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says more federal resources are on the way, but search and rescue operations will be very difficult.
We will have at least 40 canine search teams on the island, in addition to hundreds of search and rescue personnel.
And President Biden will travel to Maui on Monday to meet with first responders, locals, and officials there. The death toll now up to 106 people killed in the fires, that number continuing to rise every day.
The White House can't confirm the comments attributed to the American soldier who crossed into North Korea last month.
We would caution everyone to consider the source here. We can't verify the comments that are being attributed to Private King, obviously.
That is Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She is talking about officials have not had contact with North Korea or Travis King, but the state-run media in North Korea confirmed that Travis King crossed into the territory, and they claim that he did so to flee the abuse and racism in the U.S. military.
And here at home, according to jail records, the mother accused of conspiring in last week's fatal shooting at the Home Depot is now booked into the Escambia County Jail. Sheila Agee booked just after 11 this morning, being held on no bond on a charge of principal to first-degree murder. Other local headlines here, the executive director of the Escambia Children's Trust resigned from the organization yesterday, making that announcement in an email, and now the trust scheduling an emergency meeting to decide what they want to do moving forward. Tammy Greer says she called the job unbelievably political and that her leadership is being questioned, saying that while she loves the work and wants to help the kids that the trust was established to help, she hates the, quote, constant chaos when powerful people in the community don't like the way things go. October 15th will be her final day on the job. Talking about the tropics, we were talking about that at the top of the show. So the National Hurricane Center monitoring a low-pressure system in the Gulf of Mexico. They say it'll likely just bring some much-needed rain to the western coastline of this week, East Texas. Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says there may not be any local impacts, but a good reminder to stay weather aware.
The one in the Gulf of Mexico is around a little less than 20% development in the next 7 days. But the waters are so warm, warm that it could do rapid intensification, you know, real quick. So everybody they need to start being vigilant.
And still two disturbances out in the central and eastern Atlantic that are being given a 40 and 50% chance of developing into tropical depressions. The National Hurricane Center says conditions likely to become unfavorable for further development next week, though. So that's more good news. County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh, holding court today regarding the OLF 8 property, says that the county, of course, is continuing to consider the purchase offers that have come in for the OLF 8 site, but he says it's time to push forward in at least one aspect.
Especially knowing now that we're not going to ever sell it because we don't want more apartments, why wouldn't we move forward with the jobs on the 250 acres? A full-blown application to Triumph. Roads, stormwater, infrastructure, Frank Reeder, the entrance road, all of the above.
So District 1 Representative Burgosh says all three companies that have made offers are proposing things that deviate away from the approved master plan. He says if they're going to settle for 100% compliance with the DBZ plan, they should go ahead and get moving on bringing jobs to the area. Also, one of Pensacola's only shelters for women and children will remain open for at least 2 months. That's thanks to a $15,000 pledge from the Escambia County Commissioners. However, questions remain whether the REAP transitional shelter will be able to stay open beyond that.
This is only a lifeline so that maybe the intervention can be there to keep these institutions so you ladies can transition and get out. But if there isn't a change in the business plan, there's no way the county can continue this or any organization.
Right. That's District 2 Mike Kohler. The board is contributing enough money for REAP to be able to pay the rent and utilities. Additional meetings with their leadership will be scheduled over the next few weeks. 6:21, we'll take a break. We've got state headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
My best friend and I do everything together. We buy the same clothes, watch the same movies, and eat the same foods. But that doesn't mean our financial goals are the same. Choosing an investment that's right for you and your goals is a personal decision. Florida's Office of Financial Regulation has resources and information to help you get started in making the best decision for you. Visit FLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Did you hear the good news that maintaining a 2023 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Taos, and ID4 costs less than their respective Toyota, Honda, and Subaru competitors? And the really good news is these VWs are all at Piedmore Imports. Drive the 2023 Jetta Sport from $23,399, the crossover VW Taos S from $25,599. The Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology is on sale from $39,799. And the family-sized VW Atlas SE with technology is now from $42,199. Plus, the VW ID4, the all-new electric SUV, is now from $36,836. So don't miss your chance to own the smarter choice, a Volkswagen from Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before sales, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. ID4 discount includes $7,500 manufacturer rebate. Cost of maintenance based on 2023 study by VinCentric. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Since we started off last segment choosing violence, we need some nice soothing music to put some good vibes for the rest of the show. We're looking good on our roads at 626 right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays or slowdowns on Scenic Highway. Have also cleared up, and we are looking good on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you see something else on the roads or you have any details, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. It's 89 in Pensacola with a few clouds. 89 in Milton and 87 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 92. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, looking at some state headlines here. New one coming out this afternoon. A pilot died early yesterday morning in the middle of an international flight from Miami, forcing it to be diverted. That flight about 3 hours in when Captain Ivan Andar began to feel ill. He exited the cockpit, went into one of the plane's bathrooms where he collapsed. Crew members were unable to revive him. The flight was diverted to the airport in Panama City, Panama. It was headed towards Santiago, Chile.
Also, a new poll shows that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has fallen into third place over the 2024 Republican presidential nomination in New Hampshire. The Emerson College survey shows 49% of GOP primary voters support former President Trump. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie got 9%, edging out Ron DeSantis at 8%. The poll's executive director says that this is the first time their polling has seen Ron DeSantis drop out of the second place.
Researchers with USF are developing an app to protect vulnerable communities. They recently received a $1.5 million grant from the National Science Foundation. The funding will allow experts to create a web-based app that identifies flood risks in coastal communities. The feature will use mapping tools and artificial intelligence to point out storm surge risk levels and rising sea levels to emergency officials. Researchers are expected to work on the app over the next 3 years.
Also, Florida leaders are trying to crack down on THC products that are harming children. The State Commissioner of Agriculture held a virtual meeting earlier today saying that kids consuming THC products marked as candy or other snacks have been a huge problem in the state. There were nearly 1,000 non-deadly child-related overdoses last year. Officials are hoping that a new law preventing the same kind of packaging will prevent future incidences.
Also, a woman who gained internet fame as Tan Mom in New Jersey apparently plans to move to Florida and challenge Senator Rick Scott for his seat in 2024. Patricia Krenzel first went viral online after being charged with child endangerment for allegedly taking her daughter to a tanning salon bed. She was later acquitted. She later appeared regularly on the Howard Stern Show and starred in a few docuseries and reality shows. She says she'll run as a Republican, but her campaign will focus on LGBTQ plus rights and support diversity in schools.
Yeah, I'd never heard of her, but I looked up.
I did not hear of her until just now.
She looks tan.
Does she? Okay.
Yeah, well, she's real tan. Also, in state headlines, hundreds of people in South Florida are speaking out against the state's new Black History standards.
The entire situation is in a downward spiral that can only be solved by letting educators do their jobs.
A group of teachers, students, and community members held a Teach No Lies march to the Miami-Dade County School Board headquarters earlier today. Protesters are saying that they're upset that the curriculum will teach students that Black people benefited from slavery because it helped them develop useful skills.
So yeah, 6:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up. Man, I wish I would have heard about that Tan Mom story before yesterday, because we had Senator Scott at NAS Pensacola. Our Steve Taylor was there. We could have asked him, hey, how about this Tan Mom that's going against you? Your thoughts on her?
Oh, gosh. Could you imagine? That would have been awesome.
He'd probably be like, who? What?
That audio? We'll be back in just a bit after a Fox News update and Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. The wildfires in Maui, blamed for more than 100 deaths, also destroyed many neighborhoods. Heather Gannis lives in hard-hit Lahaina.
We went to see our home yesterday, and there's nothing left. Nothing left. Our town is devastated.
The White House today saying President Biden and the First Lady will fly to Hawaii to view the damage and the federal response on Monday. A widely used abortion drug will remain available until the Supreme Court rules on the issue, despite a federal appeals court today ordering new restrictions on the drug.
Mifepristone is one of the more common abortion-inducing medications. Misoprostol is the other drug that providers have said they could switch to if mifepristone is at some point outlawed.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Cisco Systems is out with better-than-expected results for the latest quarter, revenue jumping 16% from the year-ago period to $15.2 billion. The networking equipment giant noted that it is seeing solid customer demand, and Cisco shares are up about 2% in after-hours trading. Generally positive second quarter results this morning out of the parent company of TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and HomeGoods. TJX companies reported per share earnings of 85 cents and revenue above $12.75 billion, both figures topping expectations. And that sales figure was up 7.7% from the year earlier period. The discount retailer also raised its full year outlook, and TJX shares today jumped 4.1% in response to a new 52-week high. Confirmation that Fed officials aren't yet able to say they won't raise interest rates again this year due to continued inflation concerns knocked stocks lower today. The Dow Industrials slid 180 points. That's your money now.
This is JR from the JR Sport Brief Show with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. Visit Wrangler.com for the best in denim. Wrangler for the ride of life. The NBA never really has an offseason. We're getting James Harden being a selfish jerk again. Did you hear about his agent saying he's in the best shape of his career, that he's going to win another MVP award? Let me know when James Harden has a time machine and when he can stay out of the club. Until then, James Harden is washed. I'm JR.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
New South Wales! Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl.
Money. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. We're going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our national headlines. Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. Pine Forest, Blue Angel, Gulf Beach all moving nicely. And if you do see something on the roads causing delays, just give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get the rundown from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Heading through tonight, skies will be mostly clear and overnight lows will be mainly in the mid to upper 70s. As we roll through Thursday, the heat, pretty typical actually for this time of the year. We're expecting highs to be in the low 90s, maybe some mid 90s for the inland areas. And heat index values, for the most part, will be held into the 90s instead of getting way up in the triple digits. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Few clouds right now. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 91. Also, this traffic and weather report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
All right. So last segment, we did the story here about Tan Mom, a little bit of misleading story there. At least one factoid was incorrect about it. So the story said that she's moving back to Florida. Texter Shannon said, hey, you got to be in the state for 2 to 5 years to run. So I looked into this. So apparently it looks like she moved back to Florida, lives in Boca Raton. Looks like, as best as I can tell, around 2014 is when she moved back to Florida. She's got her campaign website, Patricia for Senate, and she's already pre-filed for the seat. So looks like everything that I can see is that she has qualified and is a valid candidate for Senator Rick Scott's seat. So a pretty interesting one there. But yeah, as I said, I wish we would have known about this yesterday. I could have asked Senator Scott if he's ever seen any of the shows that she's been on, or if he watches Howard Stern. I'm guessing the answer is no to that question. Just wondering what he thinks about Tan Mom running for his Senate seat. So next time we'll ask him. National headlines here. A survey of the Rio Grande claims a string of giant buoys launched by Texas is floating on the Mexican side of the border. That, according to the International Boundary and Water Commission, it's overseeing a Government of Mexico lawsuit against Texas. Governor Greg Abbott says Texas has a sovereign right to repel what he calls an invasion by undocumented immigrants and drug smugglers. A hearing has been scheduled for next week.
Also, former President Trump says that he plans to release a detailed report showing fraud occurred during the 2020 election in Georgia. He'll do so during a news conference next week in Bedminster, New Jersey. He claims that the report will extradite him for the recent indictment in the state for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election. And Trump was charged with felony racketeering and numerous conspiracy charges on Monday.
A Southwest plane that took off from Houston yesterday evening had to quickly land after flames started shooting out of the engine. The airline confirmed a mechanical issue started shortly after takeoff from Houston Hobby. The plane was able to head back and land safely, though, so that's good.
Also, the family of Tyree Nichols has issued a response after the city of Memphis filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit in connection to his death. Nichols died following a beating from the Memphis police officers. His family filed a civil lawsuit naming those police officers, additional officers, three EMTs to the city, and the police chief, C.J. Davis, and the city had filed a motion to dismiss the $550 million lawsuit. Now, Nichols' family has responded saying the liability extends far beyond those officers, through the ranks and up to the city itself.
In Ohio, a teen girl is facing life behind bars after she was convicted of deliberately crashing her car to kill her boyfriend because their relationship was on the outs.
Her actions were controlled, methodical, deliberate, intentional, and purposeful. This was not reckless driving. This was murder.
A 19-year-old Mackenzie Sharilla sentenced after being found guilty of killing her 20-year-old boyfriend and a 19-year-old passenger as well. Prosecutors say she crashed into the wall at 100 miles an hour.
Leaders from both chambers of Congress apparently believe a short-term government funding bill is necessary to avoid a shutdown. NBC News is reporting that's what Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy told House Republicans this week, according to sources. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Wednesday that he and McCarthy recently met and agreed to pursue a bill that would prevent a September 30th shutdown.
Taking a look at some sports headlines here this evening, Major League Baseball scoreboard. We have the Braves and the Yankees in Atlanta, scoreless in the top of the second inning. Also on ESPN Plus right now, the Nationals lead the Red Sox 1-0 in the third inning. The Astros are up 6-2 on the Marlins, that one in the third. Game's final already. The Rays beat the Giants 6-1. The Diamondbacks over the Rockies 9-7. The Mets beat the Pirates 9-3, and the Tigers beat the Twins 8-7. A couple of headlines here. The Little League Baseball World Series started today in historic Williamsport. The quest for the title starts with 10 teams from the U.S. and 10 teams from around the world. This is the second straight year the tournament will feature 20 teams, up from 16 in years past. The U.S. tournament wraps up on August 26th, and the World Championship game taking place on August 27th. Women's World Cup, the final is now set. England beat host Australia early this morning. They'll take on Spain in the final. That's Sunday morning, 5 o'clock our time. Start there. 643 at News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620. Health, business, and science notes today, starting next Monday, or no, I should say the Monday after, the 28th. Chick-fil-A guests will have the chance to experience the first ever twist on the beloved original. It's called the Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich. Features an original Chick-fil-A filet topped with custom-made creamy pimento cheese, mild pickled jalapenos, and served on a warm toasted bun drizzled with sweet honey. Now I'm thinking just the original Chick-fil-A sandwich with the toasted honey drizzled bun would be a good middle ground for you.
Yeah, yeah. I think
with
I would...
with your Colby Jack cheese.
Yes, yes. And I do like the biscuit with honey. When I get the breakfast one, I put honey on it. So, I mean, I think this sounds good for people who like spice. I could appreciate it for those people.
A nice little spice-sweet combo.
But I personally don't think I'll be trying it out. But, you know, I'll always like Chick-fil-A trying something new.
When you do, let us know how it tastes.
Yes, for sure. Also, kind of some sad news coming from a nonprofit. A rainstorm flooded brides across America's warehouse in Massachusetts, ruining thousands of wedding gowns, estimated by the organization to be worth over $7 million. That was in North Andover. In Massachusetts, the Massachusetts-based nonprofit Brides Across America was founded in 2008 and has donated over 28,000 wedding gowns to military and first responder brides.
Well, never mind pumpkin spice season. It's already Christmas shopping season. Some big retailers already rolling out the string lights and Christmas trees. Those include Home Depot, holiday products including 8-foot Santas and giant nutcrackers launched online last week. Costco, meanwhile, rolling out its artificial Christmas trees. And according to Google, more than a quarter of Americans are already shopping for the holidays in July.
Oh, they're nuts. Yep. Going to get some more health, business, and science notes in just a minute, but we're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 looking good, and our slowdowns on Scenic Highway look like they have cleared up. But if you do see anything else on the roads or have any other details, always feel free to call into the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we are going to have a high of 94 tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and clear skies coming up tomorrow night. For tonight, we do have a 20% chance of rain. Right now, we're looking good throughout our area rain-wise, but we do have a low of 75 tonight, so it should feel pretty nice. Few clouds right now. It is 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 91. And this traffic and weather together is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
So the Federal Reserve warns the pace of inflation may mean more interest rate hikes. In a recent meeting, Fed officials were somewhat optimistic the last quarter percentage point rate hike would be the last of the cycle, and officials would wait and see how the hikes were impacting inflation. But new data shows the economy is expected to slow and unemployment rise. That might mean another rate hike comes in September.
Also, the number of Americans watching traditional television continues to fall. So cable television accounted for 29% of the total U.S. viewing time in July, while broadcast attracted 20%. Streaming services captured about 38% of Americans' viewing time, which is the highest ever. And most streaming services are also raising their prices significantly. So the average cost of watching a major ad-free streaming service is going up by nearly 25% in about a year. That's according to the Wall Street Journal.
One pop culture story here from Florida. A Florida woman whose devotion to Taylor Swift touched hearts at a Tampa hospital has unfortunately passed away. That's 28-year-old Tessa Wiseman, who died over the weekend. She was admitted to Moffitt Cancer Center in April, a week before one of Swift's shows at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Wiseman and her friend had tickets, and Tessa told nurses it was her mission to be discharged from the hospital so she could attend the show. Nurses made it their mission, too, and Wiseman was able to attend. Tessa's mom says she never saw such energy, hope, and commitment in a hospital staff, and they wanted Tessa to go to that concert more than anything in the world.
That's super tragic for Tessa, only 28, but that does make you feel happy about the nurses that work there, you know, working extra hard to make her happy.
Absolutely.
Just a little bit, just some wacky and weird stories real quick before we get a quick break. A troublesome bear known for breaking into a lot of homes in South Lake Tahoe area of California has been shipped out of state. So this is a 500-pound female black bear known as Hank the Tank, which is responsible for at least 21 break-ins and a lot of property damage. This is the alternative to euthanasia. The wildlife officials have chosen to relocate this bear to the wild animal refuge that's near Springfield, Colorado. And Hank the Tank's accomplices are her three young cubs, which very well might be relocated as well.
A home security camera is to thank for this viral footage of a guy in Raleigh, North Carolina, shrinking like a little girl. He was on his front porch minding his own business when a rat jumped up and clung onto his shirt. So the video shows him running, tripping, and shrieking all at the same time.
Oh, that sounds so bad. It's not as bad as a snake and a hawk.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I definitely would not want a rat while I'm trying to relax on the front porch. Ugh. 6:50 right here on News Radio 92.3. Going to get a quick break and come back with some more wacky and weird stories, including a new poll that lets us know who's saying I love you first in their relationship. It's Pensacola right now right here on News Radio 92.3.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 9 when Dr. Stevenson from Pensacola State College will be talking about fall registration and all the degrees Pensacola State College has to offer. Learn about scholarships, financial aid, grants, and how you can graduate loan-free. That's this Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Dr. John Stevenson from Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But I love you.
The L word first in the relationship, but first, going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together at 655. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. And if you do see something on the roads, just always feel free to call into the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we're looking really great this evening and even tomorrow. We just have mostly sunny skies tomorrow with the high of 94. For tonight, our low 75. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 87 in Gulf Breeze. And our heat index is at 91. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Discover. Discover's credit cards do something awesome. At the end of their first year, you can automatically double all the cash back that you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. So you can see your terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, so we mentioned this, that in relationships between a man and a woman, you may think that the women would say, I love you first, but it's actually men. Researchers had over 3,000 adults in 7 countries fill out questionnaires, and pretty much across the board, it was men more likely to say, I love you first. The average guy starts thinking about saying it about 69 days into a relationship. Meanwhile, women, about 77, so not too far distant. Both, though, wait about a month to actually pull the trigger. For men, that's about 3.5 months in. For women, more like 4 months in. But in both of our cases, as best as we can tell collectively, that we have bucked the trend. My wife told me first, and she did it on accident over a voicemail.
That is too funny.
So
that's a great story, though.
It is.
That's great. That I can't even remember, really. Like, I'm sure I think it was around that time frame, like, you know, 120 days in or so. But like,
sure,
I have no idea. I just know.
And he won't either. He doesn't.
Yeah,
either.
No, he'll have no idea.
It is not etched in his memory what day, where he was. I was actually sitting in this very chair.
That's awesome.
I listened to the voicemail, and I could tell that she did not mean to say it because she just all of a sudden just quickly got off the phone like she was embarrassed. And I was like, wait, what did she just say? So I went back and listened back to it. It's like, yeah, she did tell me she loves me. That's the first time that's ever happened. So, a little embarrassing story there. She must not be listening today because she has not, yelled at me for telling that story. So,
good thing it's on the podcast.
That's right. It is out there. Looking at some good news. So in England, a 51-year-old named Darren needed a new kidney, but the odds of finding one were not very good. In fact, 1 in 22 million.
About 18 months ago, it came that I needed a kidney transplant. And from that testing process, my wife put a name forward. We were told that for a donor to be an actual match to me is something in the region of 1 in 22 million to 1. It's got more chance of winning the lottery than having that as a match.
So it turns out that his wife is quite literally a match made in heaven, 1 in 1 million and then some. Perfect match for the kidney transplant, which he had last month. So awesome. Very cool there.
Also, a new feature on the iPhone may have saved some lives during this awful fire in Maui last week. So, on the new iPhone, which is the 14S, you can connect to a satellite to text 911 if you don't have cell phone service. The text doesn't go through as fast. It does take about 15 seconds to send, or even up to a minute if you're blocked by trees. But it does let you connect to emergency services. So, somebody posted screenshots after a person used it to get help, and they were one of 5 people that were trapped in a van while these fires were going on. So awesome story there.
And that's why you should upgrade your phone, folks.
Yeah, for sure.
Life-saving technology.
Well, it is the end of the show on a Wednesday. We'll be back tomorrow with the full rundown of what's going on in your world, whether it's your local news, your national states, wacky and weird stuff, and of course good news. On News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you have a great rest of your evening.